Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 34 this evening. We're going to study. I don't think we'll get through the book of Genesis by end of this year, so we'll make it next year. Genesis chapter 34, we just move along at the pace of our good Lord. And there's some wonderful teaching here that will be of help, I believe, to the Christian life here in Genesis chapter 34. Let's read verses 1, 2, and 3, and then we will pray. Genesis chapter 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamar, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. Let's bow for prayer. Our God, we're so thankful for that wonderful peace that is found in the person of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we are thankful that we can access that peace by faith in the Lord Jesus as personal Savior. We pray, O God, that as we look to you, that you would now fill us with your blessed Holy Spirit, that we might have a true sense of that peace as you guide us and teach us from your precious word, the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Here in Genesis chapter 34, this is a very sobering chapter, to say the least. And to be honest with you, I wanted to avoid the chapter. I wanted to avoid teaching on this chapter of the Bible. But we cannot avoid the Word of God. You cannot avoid parts of the Word of God. It is all the Word of God. And the Bible being the complete, inerrant, inspired Word of God, it is given for us to bring profit. So to have the attitude, well, I'm not going to read that part of the Bible, or I'm not going to teach on that part of the Bible, you are denying God's people. And you are denying yourself personally of spiritual growth and edification. So God has given us some instruction here in this wonderful chapter that will help us, I believe, in our walk with God. The setting of this chapter is simply this. Jacob decided to settle in a place called Shechem. The Bible teaches that at the bottom of page of chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. He decides to settle there. He finally, after 20 years, leaves his uncle's place, Laban, makes his way back where he's meant to be. And on his way back, he enters into Canaan and he settles at this place called Shechem. Now, the people that lived in Shechem were known as the Hivites. The Bible teaches us there in chapter 34, verse 2. They are a Canaanite tribe, and the Bible teaches us that their chief was a man by the name of Hamor. Hamor had a son, which he called Shechem, after the city that they lived in. And this group of people, being Canaanites, did not worship the God of Jacob. Did not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the Bible teaches us that Jacob purchased a field, and there to justify his actions, there in verse 20 of chapter 33, the Bible teaches us that he built an altar unto God. Now, it's important that we understand that Jacob was in the land of Canaan. He was in And you and I might ask the problem, so what's the issue? I'm glad you've asked. The issue is that God told Jacob to settle at a place called Bethel. That was the issue. So Jacob is technically in, but he is not all the way in. He settles here in a place called Shechem amongst Canaanites. But God made it very clear to Jacob, Jacob, I want you to go back to Bethel. Note there in chapter 28, please. Let's confirm that very fact so it's clear. Note there in chapter 28, verse number 19, Jacob has this experience with God, and he makes a vow to God. And the Bible teaches us at this very place, in verse 19, that he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Now go to chapter 31, please. Chapter 31, verse number 13. Chapter 31, verse number 13. It reads, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. So God made it very clear to Jacob, Jacob, I want you back at Bethel. But Jacob settles at a place called Shechem. He was in, but he was not all the way in. He was obedient, but he was not fully obedient. And this led to some dangers in his life and family. God was very specific with Jacob. Jacob was to be in Bethel. God wanted Jacob to be in Bethel, the place of his conversion. So likewise, God has a specific will for each of our lives. And that is the exact location he wants you and I to be in. He doesn't want us to settle close by. God wants us to be fully in. God wants us to be in Bethel, not at Shechem. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 12 that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, that God might reveal to us His good and acceptable perfect will. Many of us have convinced ourselves that God is well pleased with us because we are in Shechem. We're in the land. But hang on there. God said to Jacob, I want you to be in the land, yes, but I want you to be returned to Bethel, your place of conversion. I want you to return to Bethel, but Jacob settled in Shechem. But God wanted him to be in Bethel. Bethel is specifically and clearly spelled out by God to Jacob. So we see in the life of Jacob partial obedience. And may I submit to you, my friend, that partial obedience is disobedience. And many of God's people, they are in, but they are not all the way in. They are living in Shechem. And they are justifying their place in Shechem by even building an altar to God and say, well, God, I'm in. But hang on, God has a specific will for your life and my life. And just like God said to Jacob, I want you to return to the land and I want you to go back to Bethel. But Jacob misses that point. And for reasons known only to himself, he buys land there in Shechem and he settles in Shechem and he builds an altar unto God there in Shechem. But it wasn't Bethel. It was not Bethel. And I'm afraid that many of God's people, maybe some here tonight, you've pitched your tent in Shechem. But God wants you to be in Bethel. Oh yes, you're in, but you're not all the way in. Let me illustrate. We are in church bodily. I can see that tonight. You're here. I can see your physical body. But what about your heart? Is your heart here? Or are you just here in body because you need to be in church? Otherwise, pastor will ring me on Monday and Tuesday and say, where are you? You're in, but you're not all the way in. You're in Shechem, but you need to be in Bethel. You're a church member, but you're not serving God within the church. You're in Shechem, but you're not in Bethel. Beloved, if you're a member of this church, God wants you to serve. And don't sit around waiting for pastor to volunteer you. Why don't you hassle me? Why don't you delight my soul? Say, pastor, what can I do for the Lord within this local church that God has placed me in? Are you in Shechem or are you in Bethel? What about the fact that many of God's people, we try to live out the Christian life, we try to be a good testimony, but yet we won't open our mouths for one moment and share Christ verbally with anybody? That's the difference between being in Shechem and Bethel. In, but not fully in. But pastor, I'm in. But beloved, there's a danger of not being fully in. There's a danger in abiding in Shechem as opposed to being right in the very center of God's will in Bethel. Did not God say to Jacob, go back to Bethel? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. Where does Jacob settle? Shechem. Shechem. And he buys land in Shechem. Why is he buying land in Shechem? God said, I'm going to give you the land. What is he doing buying land in Shechem when God said, I'm going to give you the land? See, Jacob was in, but he was not all the way in. And there are some dangers of pitching your tent in Shechem. And this evening I'd like to note some principles. The danger of living on the edge of Shechem. That's the title of my sermon tonight. The danger of living on the edge of Shechem. Jacob paid dearly for this partial obedience. And I'd like for us to note some principles from this chapter that might be a sober warning to you and I that if we are in Shechem right now, listen, pack up your tent, get to Bethel. Otherwise, you'll pay dearly for it. And this chapter is the evidence of a high price that Jacob paid because he chose to abide in Shechem and he failed to move on to Bethel. In but not fully in. This is living on the edge of Shechem. And there are some dangers in living this way. Let's note some of those dangers. The first danger I'd like for us to note is found in verse number 1 of chapter 34. The danger of peer pressure from wrong influences. See, if you abide in Shechem, you are opening yourselves up to peer pressure. Pressure from wrong influences. Note there in verse number 1, the Bible teaches us that Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, to Leah, went out to see the daughters of the land. Why did she want to spend time with the daughters of the land? Why did she want to spend time with Canaanites? Why? Well, she was just a normal young lady, no doubt, wanting companionship. Are we right or not? Nothing wrong with that in itself. And we have to bear in mind, she is the only daughter of the family. She's got a bunch of brothers. And it's okay for them. They've got one another to keep themselves, you know, have company with one another. But who's Dinah got? So what does she do? She seeks companionship from the daughters of the land, the Canaanites. Dinah opened herself up to wrong influence in her life because of where she was located. And may I submit to you, this is Jacob's fault. Jacob is to blame. Why does Jacob settle there in Shechem? If he went on to Bethel, we can be assured of the fact that Dinah would have had good company there. Because God wanted him and his family to be in Bethel. But no, Jacob remains in Shechem. And in Shechem, Dinah is influenced. She seeks out the daughters of the land, Canaanites, people that didn't worship the God that she worshipped, the God that her father worshipped, the God that her mother worshipped, the God that her brothers worshipped. She seeks out the daughters of the land. And beloved, one of the dangers of living on the edge of Shechem is the peer pressure, the potential pressure from wrong influences. You will open yourself up to wrong influences if you choose to hover around Shechem instead of moving on to Bethel. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 15:33, evil communication corrupt good manners. Dinah, why was she seeking companionship from the daughters of the land? Well, she was just a young lady wanting friends. But she paid dearly for it. And this would have never have happened if Jacob had obeyed God and led his family back to Bethel. Note there in James chapter 4, please, verse number 4. James chapter 4, please, verse number 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the